The Holy Gospel according to Luke, the 23rd chapter, beginning with the 32nd verse. Glory to you, O Lord. Two others also, who were criminals, were led away to be put to death with him. And when they came to the place that is called the Skull, they crucified Jesus there with the criminals, one on his right and one on his left. Then Jesus said, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing." And they cast lots to divide his clothing. And the people stood by watching, but the leaders scoffed at him, saying, "He saved others, let him save himself, if he is the Messiah of God, his chosen one." The soldiers who mocked him coming up and offering him sour wine and saying, "If you're the King of the Jews, save yourself." There was also an inscription over him, "This is the King of the Jews." One of the criminals who was hanging there kept deriding him and saying, "Are you not the Messiah? Save yourself and us." But the other rebuked him, saying, "Do you not fear God, since you are under the same sentence of condemnation? And we indeed have been condemned justly, but we're getting what we deserve for our deeds. This man has done nothing wrong." Then he said, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." And he replied, "Truly I tell you, today you'll be with me in paradise." This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Good morning. How are you guys doing? That was a great song. But how are you guys doing? It's Thanksgiving week. Anybody gearing up for turkey? No? Nobody? Mashed potatoes? Anything? Mac and cheese? I don't know. Gearing up for anything? Pumpkin pie? Nothing? Oh, finally. Oh, yeah. Whew. I was worried if nobody said they like pumpkin pie, that would be dangerous. So you guys know what this is, right? Yeah, what is it? A crown? Who wears crowns? Kings do? Am I a king? Yeah, they're good, because I'm not. But yeah, kings wear this crown, don't they? Seems to be a sign of royalty. We know what that means. Have you ever asked a king for forgiveness? No? You probably don't know any kings, do you? No? Nah, we don't know too many kings around here, unless you know Elvis, but that is way past you. What about this? Jesus' crown? Yeah, do you think a king could wear this crown?
No.
You don't think so? You don't think a king could wear this? You think a king could wear it? You don't think so? You got some of you think a king could wear it? Yeah, well, I think there's a king that could wear that crown. Do you know what today is? If you read the bulletin, it's okay. Today is called Christ the King Sunday. Christ the King Sunday. It's today we remember that Christ is indeed the King, and yeah, you're right. You said Jesus wore this. So yeah, a king can wear that, right? But I don't think he sticks with that. I think there's another crown in there that we would like to see more, and that's pretty beautiful. Put that crown in the middle. But Jesus is indeed king, and that's pretty cool. And I think that's something you guys were singing about. And it's something that, what do you usually think of with kings? You think of giving them praise. You think of giving them thanks. And some of you just sang about that, giving thanks to God. So giving thanks to the King, Jesus. And it's a King that cares about you every day, a King that is your helper every day, and a King that loves you every day. So much so that he put on this crown so that we could someday wear that crown, perhaps, and be with him forever. Does that sound pretty neat? Sounds pretty good. That's one king we can get behind, and we know his kingdom will endure forever. So let us pray. Dear Jesus, we thank you for being our king. Guide us to where it is you call us to be, no matter how hard. In your name we pray. Amen. Thanks for coming up, and we'll continue to remember that and lift high the cross and remember that Christ is indeed King. Dear friends in Christ, grace and peace to you from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Any way you look at the calendar, today is one of those days you just gotta toot your own horn. Right? Anybody think I didn't get enough sleep last night? Anybody? We're not welcoming the king here quite yet, but I mean, what's the other time of year in which we just blow on horns and we seem to celebrate, wear silly hats, stay up way too late? New Year's Eve. Oh, yes. And I don't care how you look at it, if you're on earth, we're about to go around the cycle one more time in this liturgical season. If we're a few years later and it takes 3 years to go around the sun, either way, we're going back to Matthew. So either way, we've made it around the sun. It is New Year's Eve, in the liturgical sense. We've made it. Yes, it changes over next Sunday, but I might not see most of you until next Sunday. Who knows? But New Year's is upon us. And what do we do on New Year's Eve besides toot our own horns? We do resolutions, right? We make changes. We reform ourselves. We refocus. We return. We forgive, perhaps. And maybe we even repent and turn around. We do more than just party. Seems like we're always looking to make a change. And this Christ the King Sunday is very fitting as we see the old behind us as we look about to pass away, and the new that is in front of us. Everything is about to be made new. And in a way, that's where we are sitting with this gospel lesson. We're sitting with the old passing away and the new coming so soon. And we see that on the cross, the conversation taking place between these criminals and Jesus. One's up there taunting, saying, "You know what? If you're such a big hot shot, why don't you prove it to us and get off that cross? Why don't you save yourself if you truly don't deserve to be up here? You can do it. Come on, show something." And the other one saying, "You know what? Knock that off. Stop it. You and I, we know what we did. We so deserve to be dead. We deserve to be up here. He's done nothing wrong. Leave him alone." But he doesn't leave at that. He turns and tells Jesus, "Remember me. Remember me when you come into your kingdom. Remember me." And those last words that Jesus speaks to a person before his death are ones of forgiveness. "Truly today, you'll be with me in paradise. You are with me. You're forgiven." And this past week, Pastor Rod and myself attended a continuing education event called Change Almost Everything. And it talked a lot about forgiveness, and it really hit me home in a couple spots. Specifically, the one place I usually forget to start with forgiveness, with myself, with yourself. We forget that. We might think it feels a little narcissistic to start with ourselves, perhaps. But it can be like an open wound. You start there. That's where healing can truly begin, with yourself. And then it can begin with those around us. Because forgiving is a hard thing, isn't it? It's very hard not only to ask, but perhaps to give forgiveness. It can be hard, especially on yourself. And the funny thing is, this first step towards renewal, perhaps repenting, change, it's a hard one. When I think of my own life, I know before I can forgive myself, I need to hear it from the King. For me personally, that's where the healing starts. Knowing where I fall, turning to Jesus and asking for forgiveness. "Jesus, remember me." And then hearing those three words, "You are forgiven," or "I forgive you." Christ the King has changed so much. The old here on New Year's Eve is passing away. The new is very much coming. And for us, it's already here, this new. This new king full of grace and truth. A pardon by the king. Not through anything that we've done, but what Jesus the King does. And as you think about that, as we take a moment and remember, what are those things we do on New Year's? We remember, but we start those resolutions. How are we going to change? We look back and say, what went wrong this year? What do I need forgiveness for, perhaps? What is there to look forward to at the start of a new year? A reformation taking place inside ourselves. And that's where we're going to be here in just a couple of minutes. We are at the end of the liturgical year, the New Year's Eve. And I invite you to sit in a very uncomfortable spot. We're going to take longer than the usual 5 seconds or 10 seconds to think about what we truly need forgiveness for, what we need God's help for, what it is we want to pray for. We're going to give it all to God so that those old can pass away and the new can begin again. We're going to do that. We need to hear those words of forgiveness. And if you're unsure where to look or what to say or don't know which words to use, because maybe you do as we sit here for a minute in silence. We'll have a little music so it won't be awkward silence. But page 94, you can turn to that if you need to find words to point you in the direction. Those are the words we usually use when we do confession and forgiveness. Read those if you truly don't know what to say. And give some time in this silence so the old can pass away. And give it to God. And at the end of this time, we'll hear the new. The promise from Christ the King. So in this time, I do invite you to be still and know that I am God. Hear those words. And in this time, I do invite you to close your eyes if you wish and just slowly breathe. I know it's one of those exercises that makes me uncomfortable whenever somebody tells me to do it. But when you breathe in the new. And when you breathe out the old. And maybe with each exhale, give something to God. And in this minute, let us do that. Breathe in the new and breathe out the old. Give it to God. Be still, know that I am God, and cling to this promise. The word of forgiveness I speak to you comes from God. By water and the Holy Spirit, God gives you a new birth. Through the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ, God forgives you all of your sins. Almighty God, strengthen you in all goodness and keep you into eternal life. Amen. You've been made new in Christ, the King. Go and share this promise, this renewal, And as the old passes on New Year's and the new is upon us, remember Christ the King goes with you, even when it's hard. Thanks be to God. Amen.